All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Hello, Jennifer. Hey, JFit.
Hello, guys.
When's July 4th?
That is a good question.
You know what?
You talking about this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are there trains or no trains?
No. The conversation was just brutal. Oh. I'm like, what? Come again? You want to explain yourself?
Can I explain it?
Go ahead. You can explain it.
I'll save it for then.
Okay.
All right. For damage?
Sure.
Yep.
I don't get it. Well, why save it?
Oh.
Because we got damages done today.
The damage was done.
No, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know what. Schedule? Look.
Every time I see your hand with that that finger straightener, I think that you're Spider-Man and you can shoot out web.
Is that possible? You have spiders in your pool.
And you know what? This goes in line with everything else. Listen. Last time I checked, there's a calendar.
Yep.
There's dates on the calendar.
Yeah.
You make plans.
Yeah.
For a specific date on the calendar. And so be it.
Wow, this seems like shade. Seems like shade's being thrown right
now.
I'm not going to say somebody whose plans are made on that date on the calendar.
Independence Day is always on the same day.
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. July 4th.
According to the calendar.
Yep.
Wow.
Well then.
That's okay. I was fine. Because we're going to have a show picnic.
Oh.
At some point before the football season.
I like it.
I like show picnics.
We can all have our families and stuff that way.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that way, and it's not a set date, so that Jennifer can be right.
Perfect.
sounds like there's some sidestepping going on here.
Seems
from old
like
murderer.
Some shade, huh?
I was cool.
She crop you out of your schedule?
Did she?
I would never do that to my boy.
You know, she says she wants to say this for damage is done, but to me, this sounds a whole lot like rats off a ship.
It is not rats off a ship, okay?
Wait.
Rats off a ship.
Although, I will say this. When you gave your answer, was I not shocked?
And hurt.
Not hurt. I understood.
Your eyes looked hurt.
But I was just baffled.
He was really trying to comprehend.
You know?
Yes, I was trying to understand.
Leroy, this is just like Washington. Never saw it coming.
Right.
Saw it coming, dude.
Okay,
coming.
Can we move on from me, please?
I thought it was July 4th. oh my goodness. So Marcos, we got to go today. When you going?
Okay, so I'm going today.
Well, so you convinced Leroy already for fireworks.
Oh, he's going to buy some explosives.
I got to go get Fonz, though.
I got to tell you guys, I don't like the fact how you guys can influence Leroy more than I can. Because like, I feel like I have good ideas, and he always just wants to buck against what I say.
Your ideas.
But like, you actually talk him into explosives.
Yeah. No.
And you change the date of holidays, and then all of a sudden it's like.
Your idea of fun was at the picnic. Let's go catch an iguana.
That was fun.
No, it wasn't. You never caught one.
A better time.
Not
those
then.
Things were. Let me tell you something.
They were hype.
You look ridiculous chasing them little quick iguanas.
I've met a
them park. You know them park iguanas are fast.
I know.
They're not like the house iguanas.
That's why I need to get Sunny Bunny. Key to it all. And they're stupid. Look, they'll run right into your fence.
They are pretty stupid.
Not a very smart animal.
Not like frogs. Geniuses.
All right. Headlines.
I tell you what. That frog that pooped on my patio right after I cleaned it. He in trouble.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Luis says, I'm a Heat fan. We are so delusional. Treat Jimmy like Kobe with his 18 points a night for a career. Keep trying to trade Tyler even though everybody has said no. I mean, they haven't treated him like Kobe, though. They told him to kick rocks with his contract, so they really didn't treat him like Kobe.
I mean, at some point, listen. based on the current path that the Heat are taking, at some point they're going to have to say no, right? Because they can't have.
It seems like they did.
And it doesn't mean, and look, it doesn't mean that they won't extend him. They just didn't do it right away.
Well, I think a lot of people are wondering now, do you just call it on this then? I don't want to do this.
Here's the deal.
But do you call it on the Jimmy Butler era if you're going to be at this point and stuck? Because
if you call it, the only person you're calling it on is Jimmy because everybody else is young.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you trade Jimmy Butler?
What do you think you could get for him?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I think you
there's
get
teams that
him.
Want him.
Yeah, there'll definitely be.
There's teams that want him. I think there's teams that Jimmy, as the added piece, can take. They feel could take him over the top. Whereas Jimmy, as the piece, right?
The Golden State.
Him and Draymond on the same team?
What's wrong with that?
What am I getting, though?
Well, basically, you got the Florida Panthers on court.
Oof.
Right?
Well, I mean, Jimmy's not triple.
Jimmy doesn't complain to officials.
He does not.
Let me take that back.
I don't want to do it. I don't like thinking about Jimmy Butler in other jerseys. It made me sick to my stomach. I don't want to do it.
It does, but here, I'm gonna keep saying this. So did D Wade. You got
and that
over
was a horrible court. Mistake. I hated it.
Not at the time.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Felt like a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude.
I'm gonna say this.
I'm never gonna let you say that. He's done it with all of his everybody in the rafters. He's done it to.
Okay.
But not me. I didn't want D Wade to go anywhere. Okay. I wanted to quit basketball.
And Jimmy's healthier than D Wade was.
That's not true.
No, at the time when they traded D Wade
actually had a very similar situation where he played the year beforehand. They gave him a $30 million deal. It made him the highest paid player on the team. They went to the second round.
Right.
They lost in seven to the Toronto Raptors. Then D-Wade thought they were going to come back and pay him, and they didn't.
Right.
They balked at it.
Right.
So, no. D-Wade actually did the Jimmy Butler, where he did the bet on himself year.
Right. But the only difference is, no.
They lost Bosch both years.
Remember, he did it. The way he did it was, didn't he have an opt-out, and he opted in? Instead of opting out.
No, he signed a new deal for 1 year.
Oh, okay. So he did opt out.
Yeah.
He didn't sign a 1 year deal.
He signed a 1 year deal to make himself the highest paid player on the team for the first time in his career. That was like a big thing for him. And then he thought, I do this. We have a good year. I'm going to come back. You guys will take care of me. They said, no thanks.
Right.
Which really Pat said, no thanks.
Right.
Which I, was very mad at him about. But he wrote an email.
Still waiting on that email. So, but again... And I always say this, and follow me here.
Nope.
If Pat Riley did it to D Wade, you think he won't do that to Jimmy?
No, that's a great counterpoint.
Or Pat Riley did it to Zoe.
If you do it to D Wade.
Pat Riley, like think of all of the players that he traded that were awesome for this organization, right? The Caron Butlers, the Glenn Rices, okay.
He's ruthless.
But it's almost like he hasn't been ruthless enough.
Yeah, well, I think
lately.
I think that's kind of what his point was with the whole Jimmy Butler contract thing, where he's like, I'm not just going to give it to you.
Right.
Like, that was his stand on that.
But lately, he's been throwing the money out willy-nilly.
They did to Tyler and to Duncan Robinson. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about even before that, with all the Hassans and Tyler.
Yeah.
Like
that
yeah.
was terrible.
First of all, think about this: Pat Riley competed with the New Jersey Nets for Tyler Johnson.
Yep, Brooklyn.
You don't compete with Brooklyn for anyone.
Agreed.
Okay, so. Maybe he's like, I'm not doing that again, even though it might not be the time to do it. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like the biggest issue is they're sitting here with no money trying to do stuff.
Yeah, well, they got to just decide, like, once you're at this point, though, and
you got to decide Jimmy Yay.
You
got to
decide what's.
Yeah. That's it.
And I choose Yay.
Of course you go. You always choose Yay.
Of course.
Of course. But if I told you it was between Jimmy, Nico, Jaime, and Bam, you could have one of the two or neither and still have Jimmy and Bam.
But right? What do I get for that?
That's the issue. There's nothing out there.
Yeah. You got to answer. I mean? You got to give that answer.
You're kind of – it's unfortunate. It's not lack of trying. You're kind of getting stuck with the same team.
Well, they got to realize, like, that's the thing where they got to be honest with themselves, though. Like,
and if that's the case, the only person that anybody would really, 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 really want right now is Jimmy. That's the only guy that they know they can get right now. Everything else is a project. Everything else you're going to get picks for. But well,
especially with him not, you know, commanding. If he's really going to opt out no matter what, like, no one's got commitments past this year. I mean, I suppose if he got hurt, then he's got a player option. But it's not like this albatross that's hanging on your team. Whereas if you were to trade for Tyler Herro, he's got, what, 4 more years on his deal?
A lot of contracts lately that the team has signed where they've been stuck, right? Like, they couldn't wait to get rid of Hassan. Same thing. Tyler Johnson, same thing.
Yeah, those are bad deals.
Right?
Kyle Lowry had to attach a pick to get it off your books.
You had to give picks to take the contract.
Yep.
All right.
Take a quick break. Back with more after this.
Look. If you had...
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. So Tyler Herro got Twitter snitched on.
Oh.
He got Twitter snitched on.
Deleted?
Let him go, man.
So Elon Musk, how long ago did he get rid of likes? Like 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
I didn't know he got rid of likes.
He got rid of, well, he didn't get rid of likes. He made likes
all private. Like that, yeah.
He made likes private. Right. So, like, for example, you could always look at somebody's likes.
Yeah.
Which was one of my favorite things to do in free agency. I love snooping on likes.
No, that's what you used to do to me. That's not a tweet. Like that's a like.
Just free agency.
What's that, JFig?
That's not just free agency for you. That's every day for you.
Fair enough.
Love but it, looking at
wait,
likes.
But it's
look who liked it.
Exactly, dude. Oh. So, like, Elon Musk thought he's like, you know what? Let's get rid of this on Twitter. You know, we'll keep everybody's thoughts to themselves. Which, all right. I mean, he continues to just make that website worse and worse. But
really ruined everything.
Really did. Really did. I mean, it's nothing but dumb, like, muses and engagement farming. He really, really ruined that website. Whatever. So this was around Twitter yesterday because, look, when you're famous and somebody likes your stuff, people are going to blab about it. And so there was this tweet that Tyler Herro was, I guess, a reader or a follower of Ira Winderman had responded to Ira, and Tyler Herro liked this guy's response because I think Ira, his tweet was something to the effect of, the Celtics just signed Derek Jones for Tyler Herro money, right? Something like that. And so this person responded and said, switch Derek White and Tyler Herro and ask White to be the number one scoring option while Jimmy takes the regular season off and see how good White's efficiency is. LMAO, situation matters. And Tyler Herro,
wow,
had to put a heart on that.
Yikes.
And here's where he
and the Twitter snitches are going to get you, dude.
Wait. See, here's the problem with that. It's not that he liked it. He told on himself.
Yeah.
Because he's basically saying he's Derek White.
Are you a role? Yeah.
A role player.
I thought you were a star.
Right. That, you understand what he just admitted to?
Yeah.
He's Derek White. So if he's Derek White, then we were asking too much of you.
Yeah, I guess so.
And but if you say you're on the same, What do you say, Drew? Who do you say he was equal to?
He said Trae Young and Luka Doncic.
Trae Young and Luka Doncic.
Years ago.
Then you should be able to carry the team for spells by yourself.
Also, you missed half the season. Like, I don't know why you're liking a tweet about Jimmy Butler taking. I don't know why you're liking a tweet about Jimmy Butler taking the regular season off.
Toll on himself. Toll on himself.
Tough.
Tough.
Really boxed himself in there, I'm not going to lie. But another thing that I will say, although Tyler Hero is known for making a buzzer beater to close the first half, and, you know, he's had a couple clutch fourth quarter shots.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few moments I can think of from Derek White's playoff run that made me think.
He's been a tremendous playoff player.
If they are the same role player, is Derek White better? Like, I don't feel that he has more skill.
Derek White has proven himself to be a huge part of a championship team. Exactly. Tyler Hero has not.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Correct.
Or even a team that makes the finals.
Wait, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let's think of it this way. You can say what you want about those two players. If I took Derek White off that team, they don't have as much success.
I agree.
Even though he's a role player. Even though he's not the guy making the big money. If I take Tyler Hero off, we still say we have enough.
The team got to the finals without him.
Right. We actually have enough for them.
Right.
We've seen it.
So that is the problem.
But it's kind of like what you said. Like, he's sitting here and you know, thinking about role, or if he's a role player. It's like, well, then what does he want to be? Does he want to be the star? Does he want to be the guy? Does he want to be the man with the responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or is it, or does he feel like he should be in a role? And it's just kind of confusing, because if he wants to be in a role,
he's comparing himself to a role player and responding and liking a tweet that almost minimizes what he said he was,
right?
Which is odd.
It's weird.
If he would have said,
"Well, I got it." Listen,
and you know what? And here's where you be self-aware, because you know how Tyler Hero could have changed all of this. If he would have replied, "I expect more of myself than that. I just wasn't healthy." End of discussion.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Maybe he just had fat thumbs.
No. Like,
but
fat thumbs?
No. I would doubt it.
That's not fat thumbs. Fat thumbs, you miss a couple of words, letters, right? Fat thumbs, and you read something and then hit like. That's a one button thing, and you can unlike it.
Well, I mean, somebody could still have it there.
No, I've hit
we'll
like.
Never know.
I meant to hit.
He's liked it on like
before. I meant to hit. No, no, no. I'm saying this. I meant to hit a button and hit like.
Yeah.
And then I quickly hit unlike.
Yeah, it was like when LeBron.
Also, the like button is the third one. It's technically in the middle of your phone.
Yeah, but it slips. You know, JFig, when you hit retweet, you know, you got to hit retweet. Sure you want to retweet? Or you're going to go quote tweet. Heart just, pew, it's there, off in the ether.
Yeah, but unlike it.
Maybe he did, but we won't know because we can't see likes anymore. Thanks, Elon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elon. Ruined it everything.
He's probably thinking, Tyler's like, likes are secret now. Nope. Somebody in Heat Nation's going to blab, dude.
Mm.
You thought nobody was going to know, but I'm going to tell you something. When people like people famous like your stuff, people are going to want to show off.
Yeah.
So... caught him.
Needs a burner, dude. You think he'd know?
He does need a burner.
Totally needs a
burner. I agree.
He's an open
book. He probably does have one.
His Instagram is kind of a burner now, because he's got an account and then he's got like another account where he's like doing some things like this. But whatever.
Go to the Luongo.
I just think
what the hell's
that
going on over here? That's gonna be Leroy on Thursday.
That is a sparkler chicken. Going through a chicken tender.
Here comes the guy warning us about fireworks. Yep. And here you guys are plotting all of your all of your moves.
Actually directed towards you.
Look, my fireworks are going up in the sky. They're not cooking my chicken tenders. I'm not sure.
So wait.
Do not cook the sparklers.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
This is, in all fairness.
Sparkler chicken?
I'm going to say this. We have watched several firework displays
42
that are being sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you,
mm-hmm.
I think I need more bang for my buck for $300.
Yeah.
$300? You're getting him to spend $300 on fireworks?
It's buy one, get one.
It's buy one, get one. So, first
listen. You light the fuse.
That's just the finale. So, let's.
No, wait. What are you talking about? It's a big. It comes in a giant box, right? It's a big
box, yeah.
You light the box. Boom, 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 boom. But I just want to say
right
now.
First of all, I don't know if I'm going to say a couple things right now.
Woo!
Marcos, do you think I'll help Leroy with his situation?
Yeah.
Your trigger finger's messed up.
Oh, that's true.
No.
Nope. Second of all.
That's true.
If the shoe was on the other foot and I was spending $300 on.
I didn't say I was doing it.
Who would call this intangible behavior? If I was spending three Benjamins on fireworks, just be one, like, just that's one, just because you're the intangibles. That's what they do. Look at you.
It's just one firework, by the way.
That's just one box. Yeah.
Dude. What sucks is it's like 12 seconds, and then you're like,
I know. We were like, that was three. You know what I felt like? You remember when Joker blew up the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like,
press the button a couple times.
Press a button, it didn't work, and then boom. That's how I felt the fireworks were. Mm. I'm like, I wanted at least a minute of action.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
Marcos, you're being a bad influence to Leroy.
Yeah. He even told me I got to go early.
Got to go early, dude.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes, thanks for listening to the show, man. He says, don't understand why Bam shows videos of himself working on his game when he doesn't take shots, when he can't score and doesn't want to score and take the lead. Why pay him so much?
Can I say this, Busta Rhymes?
Busta, bust.
And here's the problem that I've had with Bam. Hmm. I think of all the players on that team, Bam has shown the most growth as far as he went from dribble handoff guy and dunk guy to mid-range jumper, now shooting a couple of threes, ball handling, he can initiate offense. He has shown so much growth. However, the role that they have him playing on the field, on the court, because he's so important, you don't get a chance to see all that. And that's the problem.
I tell you one thing, though. Never bitches about his role.
Never. No, he never does.
Yep.
And so, you know,
even that, though he could,
that's the problem. The problem is I believe you have your best and most versatile player playing in a painted box. And that, like, we tried to expand everybody else's role. We tried to expand Tyler's role. I think the guy who can expand the most is Bam.
Yeah. I agree.
And so now,
and by the way, just started to in the middle of last year. Like, right. Didn't keep saying about it. Didn't have like little, you know, fake goals about it. Just was like, you know what? Time to start shooting threes. Right. Middle of the year, started doing it.
And think about this.
Shot at fake goals. No,
but
huh?
About this. Here's where you know that I'm not alone. Okay? Because for 2 years I've been begging for size. I've been begging for somebody else to take that Bam role and let Bam do other things. And guess what? They got Khalil Ware, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in the paint. He's going to do
He better be ready, by the way.
He's going to do what Bam did his first couple years.
Oh, let me tell you something. And Bam
is going to be, here, I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. Who have I said Bam's going to be for the last 5 years? Pascal Siakam.
He's better than that, Bam.
No, I'm just saying this type of player.
Khalil Ware, though, I got news for you, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you what.
Let me tell you.
I've never been disappointed in a young player. I've always said wait for him. But if you don't let my Bam cook, it's going to be on you.
Bam's taking you to screen school, okay?
You're going to screen school, dude.
Screen school.
Oh, you and listen, screen school. You're going to be in the lab.
Yep.
And we're going to have Dunks and Tyler Hero there. We're going to be rookie camp? Running around.
Is it rookie camp this week?
I think next week is. It's not rookie camp. It's Summer League.
Okay.
Oh. Summer League, they're going to let him cook. They're not going to make him do that.
Right. I know. Just go play basketball.
By the way, Pelle Larsen signed his contract officially, and so did Khalil yesterday.
Nice. Okay. Summer League, July 8th to July 10th.
Sacramento? Who's coaching this year? Is Karan coaching again? We have any idea?
Let's find out.
Announced? Summer League?
I don't know.
So, sure. Anyway.
But I'm telling you right now, he's going to screen school.
Screen school?
Oh, he's going to screen school.
I mean, you can't screen with Tyler.
Caron Butler.
Is he coaching again?
No, that's
last year?
Last year, yeah.
I wonder who it's going to be.
Let's see. Hot Hoops seems like they'd have the answer. Oh, look at that. It's not at the Sphere, is it? Okay, because they have a ball advertising on the Sphere, and this looks good, dude. Wow, you got to check it out. The Sphere looks good.
So, they're not playing in the Sphere.
No,
they do it
ball,
at.
It turns into
they play
a ball,
it at UNLV.
UNLV,
they?
Yeah.
It turns into a ball.
Remember, UNLV used to be the mecca of everything in Vegas. Mm-hmm. That's where they had everything, and now that's not even the biggest arena.
I think Bam's back in Vegas because I think he was at Tatum's camp yesterday.
Tatum's camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I got the schedule. I got the players. Still looking for the coach.
It's surprising. Jason Tatum doesn't have his camp in Boston. He really hates that city, huh?
He really does hate that city. Anywhere but Boston.
Hey, Tatum! I can't get out to Sin City to watch you camp. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals.
Oh. Speaking of rascals,
Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Jamie Foxx talked.
What happened there?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
He actually doesn't know either, apparently. Apparently, he had a headache.
He had a headache, and then next thing you know, he was
gone for 20 days.
That's pretty scary.
That is scary, yeah.
Didn't he have an aneurysm?
No, it's about the
amount of time. That was probably what it was, because he said he took an Advil. I couldn't see much of the video, but
he took an Advil and had an aneurysm?
No, he said he had a headache.
No, he had a headache. He took an Advil, and then from there, he doesn't remember anything.
Wow.
It's a mystery, huh?
That's an aneurysm.
Real interesting, huh?
It's kind of like Terry Rozier's neck. We just don't know.
Mm. Well, you know, that's how long it took to clone.
We don't know.
Maybe we're cloning Terry.
If we could just clone those games, see, we won't need anybody. If we could just clone those Cavs and Knicks games, we're good, baby.
Yeah.
Let's mix it on up, Marcos. What do we got here,
bud? Let's mix it on up.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We're going to start things off with the Miami Dolphins.
Indeed.
Is anybody in town? Are we still making a big deal about guys not being here?
Is anybody? Well, Mostert's in town because he was at the parade.
Oh yeah, he was.
He got to lift the cup on stage.
Which is
he did not miss that opportunity.
Which I saw Mike White was like he put like the jealousy face meme because he's a big Panthers fan too. He's like, when you see somebody live your dreams.
Yeah, but you're Mike White.
You're
Mike White.
Mike White is a good follow. Mike White is totally a good follow.
He is a good follow.
He's funny.
Look, on Twitter, I wish him all the success in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Twitter, I wish him all the success. But but as far as a football, I wish him no success as a football player.
Yeah, by the way, the fact that you have to explain that means you're going into it with intentions.
I don't think I have bad intentions. It's just, I don't want to do the bit over again.
Can you say that for every backup quarterback in the league?
If the two is backup, yeah.
Right, but I'm if just I was saying, in general, everybody feels
like.
That
do you
way.
Think that Jacksonville
do you think you
Tobin
have to say that?
Does Jacksonville Tobin wish Mac Jones any success?
Yeah,
Mac Jones. It's Mac Jones.
I understand, but I wish him no success. If I was Tobin Jackson,
he's in where?
He's in Jacksonville. He's Trevor Lawrence's backup.
Huh? And where did Zach Wilson go?
Denver.
Denver. Right. Denver. So they just got a hodgepodge of quarterbacks there.
Yes.
What? Just out of curiosity, Zach Wilson literally thinks that he just got a raw deal and he doesn't suck.
I would agree with that.
So, like,
by the way, did you see Aaron Rodgers just showed up to UFC this weekend, huh? Still no idea where he was.
Oh, still didn't mention why he missed that.
Nah, I mean, it was just him with Mercedes Lewis.
It was so important.
Somehow still in the league.
Yeah,
he's been in the league for a long time.
He's an OG UFC fan, though. He's been a UFC fan back, like, back in the day.
Marcellus, yeah.
Mercedes Lewis, yeah. Moose.
Big boy.
Intimidating.
Anyway, what's in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We're going to stick with some Dolphins. We're going to start off with Mr. Tyreek Hill.
The cheetah.
The cheetah.
Been quiet lately.
He has been quiet. He's decided, you know, let me just stay out of the spotlight. Only time we've seen him is when he's been doing the camp with the kids.
Yeah, let's the kids cook him in camp.
Last time he did the camp, he broke big girl's leg.
Of course you would remember that.
Kind of unforgettable.
Like, why is he running out routes on a model?
Well,
right?
I don't know.
Like, well, and why does she think she could defend Tyreek Hill?
He was just coming off the Legarius Sneed thing. Like, he really wanted some get back.
It's true.
Holy smokes. And why is she trying to cover? Like, you know, that dude gets paid a lot of money because guys can't cover him at the highest level.
True. It's true. She does not have a future as a DB. Mm-hmm. But what do we have, Marcos, from Tyreek Hill? What did he say?
Tyreek Hill this time in headlines, not for any off-the-field drama, simply commenting on how the wide receiver market seems to be, quote, skyrocketing at the moment.
I'm very excited to, like, you know, just be a part of the old wave, which was, what, $30 million, and Justin Jefferson came and surpassed that, man. So very, you know, proud of those guys, you know, happy for, obviously, my teammate Waddle, you know, getting his new deal. So for guys like me, that's great. You know, I'm 30 years old, you know, also looking for a new deal. So very, very excited to see where, you know, I fit in to like, that category.
Right. It's amazing. There you go. That was Tyreek Hill.
He pulled the old Tobin in.
Right? Also looking for a
new deal, by the way. He's like, oh, man, I really love all the wide receivers and the group that I've been on and started $30 million. And oh, by the way, I'm looking for a new contract, too. We see where that goes. Like, so, you know, all those comments was to get to that point, right?
Yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I mean, it's not going the Xavien Howard route where he wrote an Instagram post. He does seem like he's doing this in a friendly manner.
Who did Xavien Howard sign with?
I don't think anybody.
No one yet.
I don't think anybody yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Totally wrong on the market there.
Huh? But he's coming off an injury though, right? Like he did get hurt at the end.
But
of
wait,
the
wait, wait, wait.
Also, not a great.
What do you
season.
Mean totally?
I think he felt like he would get, you know, higher offers elsewhere. But he does also have a lot of off-the-field issues, which I'm not sure if they're detrimental enough to cost him
The only way it's not detrimental is if he can cover. And as true. Of right now, he cannot, so it's a problem.
So it's a problem.
That's sure. That's life. Yeah, dude.
But if he's injured, like people may just be waiting. Because that's happening with Connor Williams, too. Connor Williams... Like, it was just announced that he will be ready for training camp. Not with the Dolphins. He's not coming back at the Dolphins, but
yeah.
I don't think he's picked a team yet, as far as I know. I don't think
has a team picked him.
I've been a little bit in a Panthers haze and also weeping over Donovan Mitchell, so I haven't kept up on the Dolphins' former center.
All right. It's fair.
I could have, if you would have just listened to me, it would have saved you one day a weep.
Yeah,
see?
I know.
I was there to help you, but you didn't listen.
A Leroy Day keeps the weep away.
No, dude, I can't keep that weep away, that dude there. You know who could keep the weep away for him? Tranquilizer gun.
Last headline I see. Agent Drew Rosenhaus says Connor Williams has had a miraculous ACL recovery and will be ready for training camp.
Miraculous. It's not miraculous.
Miraculous.
Can I please explain this to everybody? Right. When you have any type of ACL, MCL, PCL injury, right? They don't know how bad it is until you have surgery, right? Unless it's just totally torn. And they don't know how much they're going to have to clean up around it because you could have other damage too. Cartilage damage, meniscus, whatever. Okay? So they go in there, they fix it up. There might not have been a lot of other damage. So that person will heal faster. If you have to go and move around, there's more swelling, there's more things that need to heal, it may take a little bit longer. When everybody says, I've had a miraculous recovery, no, you didn't. You just didn't have a very bad one. You didn't have a very bad injury. You didn't have to have a whole lot of things being fixed in there, just maybe the ACL, and that's it. Stop it with that quick healing crap.
Is it easier to come back as a center from an ACL than it is like Bradley Chubba-Dub-Dub?
Here's the problem. Each is unique, okay? You're talking about being a center and spending a majority of your life in a three-point stance. So all that strength and stuff has to be good. When you're talking about Bradley Chubb, you're talking about push-off, being able to sustain weight. Being able to get those big offensive linemen on you. So it's different. It's the same, you know, you're using the same muscles but in a different way, right? The thing with either one of them is whenever you come back from an injury, you favor other parts of your body. So, like, for example, anybody who has had a back problem, when they come back fully healthy, the first thing they have is a hamstring problem. Can they get a sore hamstring or pull a hamstring? Because it's just, that's just part of it. So I don't know how that affects the rest of your body, but it does to some extent put pressure on the rest of your body due to the position you play.
So do you feel like the Dolphins are going to take care of Tyreek Hill with a little sweetener, or do you feel like they're going to make him just come back and, like, do you think this could cause a problem? Because he's obviously...
He just redid his contract, though.
No, whatever he has, he doesn't have. I think he doesn't have any guarantees after this year.
Okay.
So do you feel so like...
Could they make...
I'm asking...
Here's what they would normally
and
do.
And I think if they extend him, I think I just read it, Omar, I think it creates, like, it could create up to, like, $14 million in cap space.
Here's what you do, mm-hmm. and this is why you do this to your star players. You redo it.
Mm-hmm.
You make this year guaranteed. You add 2 years to it, right? So he'll get a nice fat check for $30 million, and then you have 2 years. So it's an extension, but you can still get out of it, and it gives you cap space.
A little swing.
That's how it works, right? Now,
can't quibble with him though. He's very obviously.
I don't think anybody is quibbling with anybody right now. But let's be clear. You got to take care of Tua, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to take care of Tyreek too.
No, you got to take care of Tua first.
Mm.
You can't take care. Because here's at some point, if you start taking care of all the pieces before you take care of Tua, here's what you're saying to Tua. These are the important guys. We can do this without you. We can get another you. That's what if you start taking care of everybody around him,
yeah,
then that's what you're saying. And that's not true. But if you even suggest or insinuate that,
isn't the damage done there, though, already?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because if something gets done, right? Like, but I do believe either one or two things are going to happen. They're going to say something to Tyreek. Hey, man, we just gave Tua $55 million. Or they're going to say something to Tua. Hey, we just took care of Tyreek. We got to wait. Right? In either any event, I'd be shocked if they did both of them. Now, they could redo Tyreek to create more space to sign Tua.
Well, but the always thing with Tua is, and I know Tua's made his... Blame it on the Goobies, got you feeling loose. All right, welcome back, you rascals.
Oh. Speaking of rascals...
Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Jamie Foxx talked.
What happened there?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
He actually doesn't know either, apparently. Apparently he had a headache.
He had a headache, and then next thing you know, he was...
gone for 20 days.
That's pretty scary.
That is scary, yeah.
Didn't he have an aneurysm?
No, it's about the
amount of time... That was probably what it was, because he said he took an Advil. I couldn't see much of the video, but...
He took an Advil and had an aneurysm?
No, he said he had a headache.
No, he had a headache. He took an Advil, and then from there, he doesn't remember anything.
Wow.
It's a mystery, huh?
That's an aneurysm.
Real interesting, huh?
It's kind of like Terry Rozier's neck. We just don't know.
Mm. Well, you know, that's how long it took to clone
Terry. We don't know.
Maybe we're cloning Terry.
If we could just clone those games, we won't need anybody. If we just clone those Cavs and Knicks games, we're good, baby.
Yeah.
Let's mix it on up, Marcos. What do we got here, bud?
Let's mix it on up.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future.
All righty then. We're going to start things off with the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
Is anybody in town? Or are we still making a big deal about guys not being here?
Is anybody? Well, Mostert's in town because he was at the parade.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He got to lift the cup on stage. Which is...
That's he did not miss that opportunity.
Which I saw Mike White was like, he put like the jealousy face meme because he's a big Panthers fan too. He's like, when you see somebody live your dreams.
Yeah, but you're Mike White.
You're
Mike White.
Mike White is a good follow. Mike White is totally a good follow.
He is a good follow.
He's funny.
Look, on Twitter, I wish him all the success in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Twitter, I wish him all the success. But but as far as a football, I wish him no success as a football player.
By the way, the fact... that you have to explain that mm-hmm. means you're going into it with
intentions. I don't think I have bad intentions. It's just I don't want to do the bit over again.
Can you say that for every backup quarterback in the league?
If the two is backup, yeah.
Right, but if I was in general, everybody feels
like.
That
do you
way.
Think that Jacksonville
Tobin? Do you
think
you have to say that?
Does Jacksonville Tobin wish Mac Jones any success?
Yeah,
Mac Jones. It's Mac Jones.
I understand, but I wish him no success. If I was Tobin Jackson,
he's in where?
He's in Jacksonville. He's Trevor Lawrence's backup.
Huh? And where did Zach Wilson go?
Denver.
Denver. Right. Denver. So they just got a hodgepodge of quarterbacks there.
Yes.
What? Just out of curiosity, Zach Wilson literally thinks that he just got a raw deal and he doesn't suck.
I would agree with that.
So, like,
by the way, did you see Aaron Rodgers just showed up to UFC this weekend, huh? Still no idea where he was.
Oh, still didn't mention why he missed that.
Nah, I mean, it was just him with Mercedes Lewis.
It was so important.
Somehow still in the league.
Yeah,
he's been in the league for a long time.
He's an OG UFC fan, though. He's been a UFC fan back in the day.
Marcellus, yeah.
Mercedes Lewis, yeah. Moose.
Big boy.
Intimidating.
Anyway, what's in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We're going to stick with some Dolphins. We're going to start off with Mr. Tyreek Hill.
The cheetah.
Been quiet lately.
He has been quiet. He's decided, let me just stay out of the spotlight. Only time we've seen him is when he's been doing the camp with the kids.
Yeah, let the kids cook him in camp.
Last time he did the camp, he broke Big Girl's leg.
Of course you would remember that.
It's kind of unforgettable.
Why is he running out routes on a model, right?
I don't know.
And why does she think she could defend Tyreek Hill?
He was just coming off the LeJarius Sneed thing. Like, he really wanted some get back.
It's true.
Holy smokes. And why is she trying to cover? Like, that dude gets paid a lot of money because guys can't cover him at the highest level.
True. It's true. She does not have a future as a DB. But what do we have, Marcos, from Tyreek Hill? What did he say?
Tyreek Hill this time in headlines, not for any off-the-field drama, simply commenting on how the wide receiver market seems to be, quote, skyrocketing at the moment.
I'm very excited to, just be a part of the old wave, which was, $30 million, and Justin Jefferson came and surpassed that, man. So very, proud of those guys, happy for, obviously, my teammate Waddle, getting his new deal. So for guys like me, that's great. I'm 30 years old, also looking for a new deal. So very, very excited to see where, I fit in to that category.
Right. It's amazing. There you go. That was Tyreek Hill.
He pulled the old Tobin in.
Right? Also looking for a
new deal, by the way. He's like, I really love all the wide receivers and the group that I've been on and started $30 million. Oh, by the way, I'm looking for a new contract, too. We see where that goes. all those comments was to get to that point, right?
Yeah absolutely.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I mean, it's not going the Xavier Howard route where he wrote an Instagram post. He does seem like he's doing this in a friendly manner.
Who did Xavier Howard sign with?
I don't think anybody.
No one yet.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Totally wrong on the market there. Huh?
But he's coming off an injury though, right? Like he did get hurt at the end.
But
of
wait,
the
wait, wait.
Also, not a great.
What
season.
Do you mean totally? I think he didn't.
I think he felt like he would get higher offers elsewhere. But he does also have a lot of off-the-field issues, which I'm not sure if they're detrimental enough to cost him
The only way it's not detrimental is if he can cover. And as of right now, he cannot, so it's a problem. That's life.
Yeah, that's life, dude. But if he's injured, people may just be waiting. Because that's happening with Connor Williams, too. Connor Williams... it was just announced that he will be ready for training camp. Not with the Dolphins. He's not coming back at the Dolphins, but
yeah.
I don't think he's picked a team yet, as far as I know. I don't think
has a team picked him.
I've been a little bit in a Panthers haze and also weeping over Donovan Mitchell, so I haven't kept up on the Dolphins' former center.
All right. It's fair.
I could have, if you would have just listened to me, it would have saved you one day a weep.
Yeah.
See?
I know.
I was there to help you, but you didn't listen.
A Leroy Day keeps the weep away.
No. Dude, I can't keep that weep away, that dude there. You know who can keep the weep away for him? Tranquilizer gun.
Last headline I see Agent Drew Rosenhaus says Connor Williams has had a miraculous ACL recovery and will be ready for training camp.
Miraculous. It's not miraculous.
Miraculous.
Can I please explain this to everybody? Right. When you have any type of ACL, MCL, PCL injury, right? They don't know how bad it is until you have surgery, right? Unless it's just totally torn. And they don't know how much they're going to have to clean up around it because you could have other damage too. Cartilage damage, meniscus, whatever. Okay? So they go in there, they fix it up. There might not have been a lot of other damage. So that person will heal faster. If you have to go and move around, there's more swelling, there's more things that need to heal, it may take a little bit longer. When everybody says, I've had a miraculous recovery, no, you didn't. You just didn't have a very bad one. You didn't have a very bad injury. You didn't have to have a whole lot of things being fixed in there, just maybe the ACL, and that's it. Stop it with that quick healing crap.
Is it easier to come back as a center from an ACL than it is like Bradley Chubba-Dub-Dub?
Here's the problem. Each is unique, mm-hmm. okay? You're talking about being a center and spending a majority of your life in a three-point stance. So all that strength and stuff has to be good.
Oof.
When you're talking about Bradley Chubb, you're talking about push-off, being able to sustain weight. Being able to get those big offensive linemen on you. So it's different. It's the same, you know, you're using the same muscles but in a different way, right? The thing with either one of them is whenever you come back from an injury, you favor other parts of your body. So, like, for example, anybody who has had a back problem, when they come back fully healthy, the first thing they have is a hamstring problem. Can he get a sore hamstring or pull a hamstring? Because it's just that's just part of it. So I don't know how that affects the rest of your body, but it does to some extent put pressure on the rest of your body due to the position you play.
So do you feel like the Dolphins are going to take care of Tyreek Hill with a little sweetener, or do you feel like they're going to make him just come back and like? Do you think this could cause a problem? Because he's obviously
he just redid his contract though.
No, whatever he has, he doesn't have. I think he doesn't have any guarantees after this year.
Okay.
So, do you feel so like
could they make?
I'm asking.
Here's what they would normally.
And I think
do.
If they extend him, I think I just read it, Omar. I think it creates like it could create up to like $14 million in cap space.
Here's what you do, mm-hmm. and this is why you do this to your star players. You redo it.
Mm-hmm.
You make this year guaranteed. You add 2 years to it, right? So he'll get a nice fat check for $30 million, and then you have 2 years. So it's an extension, but you can still get out of it, and it gives you cap space.
A little swing.
That's how it works, right? Now,
can't quibble with him though. He's very obviously.
I don't think anybody is quibbling with anybody right now. But let's be clear. You got to take care of Tua, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you got to take care of Tyreek too.
No, you got to take care of Tua first.
Mm.
You can't take care. Because here's at some point, if you start taking care of all the pieces before you take care of Tua, here's what you're saying to Tua. These are the important guys. We can do this without you. We can get another you. That's what if you start taking care of everybody around him,
yeah.
then that's what you're saying. And that's not true. But if you even suggest or insinuate that,
isn't the damage done there, though, already?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because if something gets done, right? Like, but I do believe either one or two things are going to happen. They're going to say something to Tyreek. Hey, man, we just gave Tua $55 million. Or they're going to say something to Tua. Hey, we just took care of Tyreek. We got to wait. Right? In either any event, I'd be shocked if they did both of them. Now, they could redo Tyreek to create more space to sign Tua.
Well, but the always thing with Tua is, and I know Tua's made his point, but the thing with, you know, with Tyreek, if he doesn't have a guarantee after this year and you're at the age that he's at, like, I understand, you know, wanting to secure more, especially with how he's playing, which is maybe the best player in the league.
Uh-huh.
you know, Tua still is, you know, Tua, they were like, hey, we could still franchise you. We could still have, we have all these mechanisms.
I yeah, guess. But you, but you keep get in it. Mind, keep in mind, you're saying that to one of your young, your one of your core players.
Is there, but let me ask you this. Is there, while quarterback is definitely the position that draws more attention,
mm-hmm.
who's more likely to make a public stink about it? Because Tyreek's putting on the good face now.
I don't think Tyreek would.
Really?
Because of the other stuff.
You think so? Just because they've helped with all that stuff?
You got to be careful.
Interesting.
Dude, you know what? It's another one of those situations you got to read the room. You got to read the room, right? There's nobody that's been by your side more. And you're going to call them out? You're going to make a stink to them? You see what I'm saying? No. Be careful. Everybody, I don't care. Everybody doesn't support people the same way.
Cheetah.
And think about this. You have to be a little bit patient with the organization for this reason. Have they not gone out of their way to take care of everybody?
No, they haven't got out of the way to take care of
everybody. They have.
Last I checked, Christian Wilkins is a Bengal.
That's a unique situation.
Mike Gesicki's a Bengal.
Well, yeah, but he didn't fit.
I understand, but they haven't taken care of everybody.
But he didn't fit.
He was here with
you. There's a different story. He didn't fit.
He could have fit.
No. No, he couldn't have. Because every offense that Mike McDaniel has run has relied on that tight end to be a blocker and a pass receiver. And guess what? Mike Gesicki didn't do one of them. And the position he was playing, they put a fast receiver there. So, no, it didn't fit.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We were talking about Dolphins. What Dolphins are in the city as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can confirm, at the very least, there is one Blake Ferguson still in the city.
Long snapper
indeed. Recently just got married. Social media active as well. This is him collabing with my new favorite social media account to follow. It is an account that simply goes around and focuses on lights turning off.
Huh?
Correct. At first, when I found this child who simply just waits for the lights to turn off.
Season. But anyway, they invited us to the Hood Rock Stadium to watch the lights turn off. But anyway, let's watch the lights turn off.
There you go. Got his custom jersey there. He's wearing number one. Would you think that's a Tua jersey?
I'm just waiting for him to turn off.
Hey, a little over-exuberant there, young fella.
Could be a Matt Turk.
Come on, he's a kid, Leroy.
Look at this.
I know.
He's like the long pause. This is my favorite part, the long pause.
Oh, they turned off.
Cool.
Well, boom. We can't see you now, but I appreciate your excitement.
How many followers do you think this
Leroy.
Kid is on?
How much do I think this kid? I'm going to go 50,000 followers.
50,000. I'm going to go 12.
Is it on TikTok? Is he TikTok famous or Instagram famous? Where's he got his most
followers? As of right now, Instagram famous. And I'll say when he started this journey has gone very quickly, especially with summer kids out of school now. When this journey began, he was simply going in front of places like, you know, corner store.
So he just like seeing the lights turn off?
Just like seeing the lights turn off. This journey began on May 5th. It is about 2 months into this journey, and he has acquired a majority of his followers to the point where he has watched the Sphere turn off. He's watched the Empire State Building turn off, Hard Rock Stadium turn off. This kid has accumulated 355,000 followers.
Everyone's got to find their lane.
Something as simple as a light's turning off. You know, and that got everyone's attention.
Those gestures, though. They love it.
Leroy.
Let's all wait for us to go to break.
That's good. That's a good impression.
Minus one. That's
what?
Mean.
Hey, man, it's a tough crowd, Leroy. I apologize. It's a tough crowd, but I thought it was good.
Minus one for Sass.
Man, tough crowd.
You knew what was going to happen. Minus one to you.
What? You knew that's why he did
minus
it.
Minus one.
I love that page. I was here first, if you're listening, by the way. Blake. Get out of here, dude.
You never talked about it. You're lashing out at Blake Ferguson, so minus one to you for lashing out.
Minus one.
Remember he gets
Jennifer.
He gets a little sassy sometimes on Instagram. I mean, on social media.
Why so serious?
I'm not being serious, okay?
Take a break. Final hour coming up next.